More Occupy Wall Street demonstrators are coming forward, alleging they were targeted by police officers intent on collecting intelligence about the May Day protests this week. The stories fit a pattern. Each individual was questioned by officers who said they were picking up people on old arrest warrants for the lowest level violations. Executing old warrants, no matter how minor, is legal, but as WNYC's Elsa Chang reports, legal experts say the tactic becomes illegal if it's done solely to investigate political activity.
Criminal justice experts estimate there are hundreds of thousands of bench warrants currently open for some of the lowest level violations in New York City, like public urination, walking around with an open container of alcohol, or biking on a sidewalk. These warrants can stay open for years and years. But this week, squads of police officers decided to act on a few of them. They visited up to six homes the day before the protests, but Sean Carrier found himself getting questioned the next night. He was coordinating all internal communications for the Occupy movement on May Day. At about 9 p.m., Carrier was walking near Wall Street, heading home.
And somebody comes up to me and says, "Sean," and just grabs my arm, and nine dudes surround me.
He counted nine officers in plain clothes. They asked him if he had anything sharp in his pockets. He shook his head, no. They started pulling possessions out of his clothes, including his cell phone, his wallet, and keys. Within seconds, they bound his hands together with zip ties and didn't explain why. Then the officers placed him in a red van waiting nearby. When he arrived at police headquarters in Lower Manhattan, Carrier says there were several other people waiting to be processed, but he skipped ahead of them. The police quickly led him to a room filled with boxes of files where he was alone, except for one officer sitting at a table.
He said, like, "Go ahead, sit down." And, like, his demeanor was very calm and, I don't want to say friendly, because friendly is a human emotion.
Carrier noticed his badge number, 7369. WNYC traced that number to a detective within the NYPD's intelligence division. He asked Carrier, "Do you know why you're here? What were you doing today?" Carrier didn't utter a word. He says he spent the next 13 hours in jail. It was a cell reserved just for him, instead of the usual holding pen where many people are waiting together to see a judge. He found out at court the next day that he had been arrested because of two open warrants from 2007 for publicly urinating. Carrier says, regardless of the infraction, using old warrants as a pretext for questioning people about their political activity can chill speech.
And it's making people scared to freely communicate and making them feel like they're watched. Even if you're not doing anything wrong, we're watching.
But on Thursday, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly told WNYC he stands by using warrant squads to get intelligence on Occupy Wall Street.
We do what we have to do to protect the city, and obviously that is a legitimate police function.
The problem is, it may not be legitimate. Jethro Eisenstein is one of the plaintiff's lawyers in the long-running Handschuh case, which set up guidelines for how the NYPD can monitor political groups. Eisenstein says the Handschuh rules require the NYPD to follow the U.S. Constitution with a heightened awareness. And he says under a U.S. Supreme Court case, the NYPD has to show it would have executed these bench warrants anyway. In other words, you can't arrest someone solely because you want to question them about their political organizing.
Since these are the kind of warrants that typically sit for years and years, I think it's fair to say that they wouldn't have done it but for their desire to question these people about their First Amendment activities.
Meanwhile, in Sean Carrier's case, the police may have jumped the gun. He says that's not even his real name. It's just the name he uses for marches. When his lawyer read the warrants, it turned out they belonged to a different Sean Carrier, who had a different birth date and a different address. Now, this Sean Carrier has to go to trial next month to fight what he says are false public urination charges. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.